Well, 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 your Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, in November, early December, we thought they were done for. Well, they're playing in the divisional round next week after beating the Bears in Chicago 16-15. This guy did a brilliant call on the radio once again. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, is here with me right now. Merrill, I'm going to read a tweet that you sent out this morning on Twitter. Follow at @MreeseEagles. You called it a really special team, an Eagles team that put on a stretch like this one that you've never seen, and they needed some breaks, but they pulled it out in the end. Doug Peterson's a winner, Nick Poles with unshakable poise. Why were those your takeaways?
Well, you could just feel the way this team has evolved this season. I mean, here's a team that seemed absolutely dead after they lost at the Saints 48-7, and then they came back and they started to play well, and they had a devastating loss where the officials really played such a big part in determining the game in Dallas. And at that point, you felt that for all practical purposes, they were out of the playoffs. And then they went on the run. Then they beat the Rams in Los Angeles. Then they beat the Houston Texans back here. And you felt the big things were happening. They needed that one win by the Bears against the Vikings, which seemed improbable at the time. But it all worked out. And they went into Chicago yesterday. And they played like a team that was fully confident. Even though the Bears were the heavy favorites, the Eagles played with confidence from beginning to end.
And you know, it's another thing, Merrill, it's amazing because you bring this up every week, the turnovers. The Eagles were -2 yesterday with the two Foles interceptions, the one that Wendell Smallwood got stripped and the other one that Foles made a mistake throwing into the end zone. And the Eagles missed a bunch of opportunities to pick off Trubisky. Why were they able to overcome that?
Because they did so many things right, Dave. You look at the fact that all we talked about was Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack, one of the great defensive players in the National Football League. I might have called his name 3 times the whole day.
Yeah.
The Eagles did everything. They kept, no matter where he lined up, they kept him out of the backfield. And for the most part, Nick Foles was clean and was able to find his receivers, particularly in that last drive.
That last drive was pretty incredible. 12 plays, 60 yards. If you go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Merrill, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but they have Merrill Cam at PhiladelphiaEagles.com and on the Eagles app. They show your calls from different games. And yesterday, they just show the Cody Parkey miss. And you were like incredibly relaxed and calm during the call. Your call was great, but like you, like I was surprised at how chill you were while Mike Quick, he seemed so totally shocked. Why were you able to seem so relaxed and kind of unsurprised in the booth?
I don't think I'm relaxed. I think what I'm doing is just focusing on the official. I don't care if it knocks off both uprights and bounces 5 times on the crossbar. At that point, I want one thing. I want to know, is it good or is it off? Did he make it? Did he miss it? And you knew the repercussions of both. The whole season rode on that one kick. The moment I saw the ball, I just looked at the officials. When they waved it off, I said, it's no good. It's no good. The Eagles win.
And what was amazing was it not only hit the upright, it hit the crossbar. And even some people thought at that point it looked like it would go in the Bears' favor, but it didn't. It bounced the Eagles' way, and I know you probably didn't have the advantage to see it in the booth in terms of on television. I know you got a monitor in there, but you're so focused on, like you said, the referee. Matt Nagy looked sick to his stomach. Mitchell Trubisky looked like he just saw like a ghost, like he was totally scared. And the Bears mascot, if you get a chance to watch the video, the Bears mascot just falls over on his back. It is absolutely hilarious. It's an epic call.
We don't have it on time. We don't have a real time monitor in the booth. We have the delay. So that, and I learned a long time ago in this business, do not guess on field goals. You are looking at a thing with parallax. You're looking from the side.
Right.
So I don't say yes or no until I see the official sign. Unless it's woefully short, that you can tell. But this thing hits the left upright, and it bounces back. It actually hit the front of the crossbar. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about to go over. But still, I wait until I see that final sign.
You know, indeed. And like you said, it adds on to this great Eagles run, a stretch drive that you've never seen an Eagles team put on before. What's the closest, of Super Bowl aside, what's the closest thing you've seen to what we're witnessing right now?
Oh, brother. Over the years, Dave, I have seen so many games that ended like this. You go back to the first playoff game in 2013, the one they lost to the Saints, and that went exactly the other way. You see the Saints moving downfield. They had the big kickoff return by Darren Sproles,
right.
Added on the personal foul, and you see them moving into position for that final kick, and your heart sinks as that ball goes through the crossbars and over the upright. I've seen it too many times the other way. Now, under the Doug Peterson regime, you are seeing all the things that used to beat the Eagles beat other teams.
I remember when Matt Bryant hit a, 62-yard field goal in
Tampa?
Well,
that was Tampa Bay.
Right.
That was Tampa Bay. That was a 61-yard field goal to sink the Eagles. Yes, 61 yards.
That was you're right. These things are starting to go the Eagles' way in the Doug Peterson era. And maybe things will go better for them in about a week at New Orleans, much better than it did in November. What are your early impressions on this divisional round matchup?
It's a tough one. It's a really tough one against, I think, the best team in football right now and a team that never loses in their dome. And it's a team that just absolutely humiliated the Eagles the last time they met. But you know what? Nothing this Eagles team does at this point surprises me.
Well, we have another week to break this stuff down. I'm going to look forward to our chats every day. Thank you for your time, Merrill. Excellent call yesterday with Mike and Howard Eskin. Get some rest. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You mean go back to sleep.
Exactly. Right. Go back to sleep. Thanks, Merrill.
See you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.